So I'm here at Unity Studio, which is a place I've not been to before, but heard much about. And here we are on the Lewis Road, and you wouldn't know we were on the Lewis Road in this space. It's very calm. There's wooden floors. There's an open fireplace. There's a dog called Flynn. And there's a yoga teacher and much more. And for the fringe, a performer and a theatre art maker called Savanti, who is going to tell us a little bit about her unique event in Brighton Fringe.
Thank you. So I've created this performance, which is a combination of yoga and dance. It's mainly yoga, but with some kind of martial arts, Tai Chi dance, contemporary dance element. And it's collaborating with visual artists, so there's visual projections. And there's documentary that we've filmed, which is kind of asking heartfelt questions about life and the way that we live life. And also we've got live musicians. So we've got a harpist, an oud player, which is a Turkish guitar. We've got flute, we've got voice, and we've got Rumi poetry as well. So it's a whole collaboration of many different ways of bringing different media together and hopefully kind of awakening the senses and helping people drop in to a meditative place as well as it being a performance.
Two-part spiritual-sounding question, but actually it's a specific one. Why this? Why now?
It's been something that's been really alive in me for a very, very long time. So I trained at Laban Dance School over 20 years ago, and this piece has been in my head all this time. And I don't know, I've got a young 7-year-old daughter, and every year I just keep thinking I've got to birth this piece, you know, because I'm getting so busy with my work and my teaching and my school, and I feel like I need to perform, I need to choreograph, I need to dance. It just feels like it has to be now, really.
And so how does the creation of a piece of work for the Fringe Festival fit in with all that busyness?
Yeah, it's been interesting. But because the theme of it is so heartfelt, actually when I choreograph, when I start writing the structure, it's really coming from how I really live and believe life could be. So actually it helps me tune into why I'm here and why I'm doing all of this, really. So it's hoping that people will understand and connect with the essence of that.
And so how do you bring these different forms together into a performance?
Well, we've got our rehearsal Friday where we're actually going to try and put it all together. But the people that are involved are amazing. They're real professionals in what they do. So I trust that it's just going to slot together. Yeah, I think they're amazing musicians and incredible visual creators. So I think we all have the same vision, and it will, I feel it will just flow. It will just work together. And a lot of it is live as well. So it will be based on the feeling on the night.
Now, Brighton audiences particularly are very used to immersive work, so I'm assuming they're not sitting on chairs nice and polite and quiet at one end while the thing called the stage is at the other. How's this going to be staged?
Yeah, no, it's it's in the studio, so it's not a huge space for this. It'll be quite intimate. The audience will be kind of sitting some on chairs around the edge if they need that comfort. There'll be some people on cushions, some people on back jacks. So it will be quite up and close to the performers, really, and very sensory. They'll be sitting next to the harpist, you know, and we've got singing bowls and all of that. So they'll be very engaged in it, very, very close.
That's a bit of maybe a tough question to answer, but yoga, for example, is very visual, but as much is going on inside people as is going on outside. You've got this thing inside you that you want to express. What happens when it's out there?
Well, I'm hoping that because it will be coming from an authentic place, then people will receive that feeling as well. You know, it's very much about connecting with my peace and what drives me. So hopefully they'll feel the same. And so it will be, of course, you know, perhaps aesthetic, and it will be hopefully enjoyable to watch, and it will be a performance. But I'm hoping that they'll actually feel it more on a sensory level, and hopefully, you know, they'll experience what I'm trying to get at.
But this kind of calm here, what's it going to be like when it's full?
I think it will still be quite calm. We've had kirtans and all kinds of things in here where we've had, you know, over 100 people. But when people drop into meditation, I think then it's really powerful. When people all sit together and they're in meditation and stillness together, there's something very powerful, and it still can be still and it still can be quiet.
Now, as this thing's been growing inside you, what form does that take? Are there notebooks? Are there just thoughts in your head? Mm. Are there drawings? What kind of creative expression creates this piece?
Yeah, you know, there's stick men, there's writing on back of envelopes and, you know, a few weeks ago, just getting ideas together. Now it's in a structure, you know, I've got this 10-page typed up table, which is quite intricate. And it's the cues, really, that are quite complicated and difficult to make sure everyone's got the exact cue, because it's very complex. And there's a whole kind of myriad of structures that come into one piece. So it's the cues that I think are going to need the most work. But it is all written down, and I think everyone knows what their cues are now, so hopefully it will flow.
So many people in the West are turning towards all kinds of spiritual practices. Yeah. You mentioned martial arts, there's yoga, there's all sorts of other practices. Mm. So what is this posing in terms of questions that you think are relevant today?
Well, some of the questions that we've asked in the documentary are really kind of soul-searching, asking people, you know, why they're here, essentially. What do they yearn for? What creates anxiety in them? What helps them connect with themselves, with others? How they want to see the world? You know, and it's beautiful. We've interviewed my daughter as well. And you know, it's, for me, it opens my heart to hear her answers. And it's about harmony. It's about people connecting and being in a loving space. And with what's going on in the world, you know, lately, this is for me what my focus is. And I believe that yoga and everything that I do, you know, the Reiki, the massage, all of that, but especially performance as well, it's a way of sending that message, really, on a local level, but also something hopefully a bit further afield as well.
So for the people that don't know, so you did some interviews and they were filmed. Say a bit more about that.
Yeah. So I've chosen three wonderful people. So Dee Dee and Nathan. So they're good friends and past students as well from here. And, of course, my daughter, Eva Rose. And we filmed basically all around Brighton, so on the beach and in parks, and tried to keep it very real, you know, just very very relaxed, very normal, very accessible. This is the real people giving real answers, which hopefully will mirror how many of us feel about life and our struggles and our inspirations that, you know, ebb and flow.
And you mentioned when we were coming in how busy you are. Mm. You know, is there something also about the fact that people are just too busy these days?
Yeah, I think so. And that also is part of the answer of why now. I just thought, well, if not now, it will never happen. There's always a reason to put off these ideas. And actually, I'm really passionate about what I do and what I believe in. And so I want to express that now. And yes, I think we all do get so busy that sometimes we kind of miss that connection, and we miss the time to look back and get perspective on what we're here to do, what we're here to share, how we really want to live our lives.
So imagining the journey of this going forward, we're in your space here and this is going to become a performance space. How are you going to claim your own space and turn it into, you know, a performance space rather than a workshop space?
Yeah, well, we've got a huge screen to put up, and, you know, we've got plenty of areas for the musicians and so on. So I think this space can be quite versatile. We'll have the candles burning, we'll have beautiful essential oils burning, everybody will have a nice warm tea. So it'll be kind of cozy, but it will be like a site-specific, I suppose, kind of performance in a way. But we do have this big screen because we've got this projection mapping where the projected images interact with the moving body. And we've also got projected the documentary and different imagery as well. So it will be very visual. So the screen, I think, will help create the stage.
But are there certain parts of this, as we look around, that you very much want to be part of it, and certain parts that you, it's almost like symbolically covering it up because you don't want it to be part of it?
Mm. In a way, I'd like to kind of leave it as it is. You know, there's really lovely ambient lighting, there's Buddhas, there's candles, there's there'll be lots of flowers in here, you know, and I want to make it a very homely space as a yoga studio anyway, not something stark, but something where people can relax. And so I guess, you know, the aim is the same for the performance, really. I want people to feel relaxed and at ease. Less of a theatre and more of a kind of walking into someone's home and it being a personal theatre space.
So here's a creative challenge for you. It goes so well that the phone rings immediately afterwards and a few venues phone you up and say, come and do it here. Let's start with one. One's a big church hall.
Wow. Well, I'd love that, actually. Oh, a church hall. I think I'm in a church. Okay. It depends. I love a church. Well, it would be amazing. To be honest, you know, at the moment we're starting small, but I'd love to see it somewhere bigger and somewhere inspiring, like a beautiful church space. I would absolutely love that. I think it needs more breathing space. My dance normally travels across a big space. When I trained at Laban, it was actually a beautiful reclaimed church. And I have memories of that in my heart of dancing, you know, with these beautiful stained glass windows. Here it is small, and a lot of the dance is more yoga based because I can't move around so much. It's quite limited. So having a bigger space would actually adjust the choreography as well.
And how about, so if it was just a theatre space, you'd be taking in the incense and claiming that space?
Probably. I think it's really important to have it sensory, you know, so it's not just visual, but it affects you on every level. The music's really important to me, and the fact it's live helps people become present, I think.
And so as part of an ongoing journey, is this a one-off, or do you think this is the beginning of some more performance from you?
I don't know. Anna, my studio manager, just asked the same question. And I'd like it to be something that I do more of. I love teaching, but I've been running the teacher training programs for almost 20 years now. And actually, me as a performer and a choreographer is something that I don't want to get left on a shelf, and so it feels really exciting to bring it out. For me, it's just creating more time, having more resources to be able to give it the time without having to squeeze it in while I keep everything else going. I think I would like to give more space to this, actually, and press pause on other things perhaps for a little bit.
And as somebody who was originally trained in Laban, where do yoga and dance collide?
Yeah, well, actually, at Laban it was amazing because we did yoga, we did Pilates. That's kind of what introduced me to it in a foundation level. I'd researched yoga before that, but it really helped me drop into it there. So, to be honest, Laban awakened me to so much and cemented my path in that way with the meditation and with the yoga. It was all part of the curriculum there.
Final question. Fringe Review is not a big fan of PR, but we are big fans of invitations. Mm-hmm. So can I invite you to invite a potential audience to come and see this piece and tell us what it's called?
Thank you. Yeah, I'd love that. It's called Moving Into Stillness, and it's 8 o'clock this coming Sunday evening, the 8th of May, and it's at Unity Studio.
And what's the invite to come?
The invite is to come and relax. Hopefully you'll be able to drop in and feel in a very meditative space. It'll be heart opening, and hopefully you'll enjoy a beautiful performance of yoga and dance and a really harmonious, angelic sound of music score as well.
You can now hear the silence. The dog has fallen asleep. It's very calm here. And thank you for that invitation.
Thank you.